before ketchup, before mustard, before mayo, and before Miracle Whip, even before salsa, there was chutney. You could see it kind of as India's calling card to the world, along with the greatly misunderstood curry. Few things do for a meal what a chutney can do. Understanding how they're made and used in India, of course, makes sense. One of our go-to Indian experts is Chef Vikas Khanna. He has a Michelin-starred Indian restaurant in New York, Janoon, and a film series, Holy Kitchens. And at the moment, he's filming India's MasterChef series, which he hosts and judges. He joins us from India. Vikas, it's so good to have you back with us.
Absolutely a pleasure. Thank you.
So how does India use chutney?
You know, it's a very funny quotation in our homes. Every time you try to buy something in more volume, and when you bring it home, everyone responds in the same way in India, saying that, what are you going to do with so many apples? Are you going to make a chutney? That is. And on the other side, we have a great quotation, I'm going to beat you up to make a chutney out of you. So I love that chutney is such a common word in our language, that it has so many different meanings. Every time something is abundance, like in April and May, we get a lot of green mangoes. So every home in India makes some form of mango chutney, a mango pickle or anything. And everyone has their own variations. I think the classic chutneys of India, if I have to say, I also consider raita a chutney. Raita is just a yogurt dip, which can have any amount of elements in it.
Yeah.
But it's a yogurt dip, we call it, or yogurt chutney. Chutneys could be one which could be preserved, longer shelf life. Or chutneys could be the instant ones. But I think there's one chutney which connects the whole country, and that is the green chutney. That could be cilantro, it could be mint, it could be just green chilies, and it could be sometimes used with pomegranate, dried pomegranate seeds. But in our homes, we never had a blender. Till I was actually maybe 17, 18, we never used a blender to make all these things. There was a stone, and everything was ground on that stone. Because my grandmother said, if you use a blender to make chutneys, you destroy the textures. So it was always coarse. And initially, I never used to like it. But later, when I started making all the fine chutneys and all those things, now I miss those textured ones more because they would give you a bite. But these chutneys are crucial. And, you know, the word chutney comes from the word to lick, if you translate that word.
Oh, really?
It means to lick. Chaat. Chaat is like, you know, to lick. Some people say, oh, chutney comes from, you know, you lick it because it is so delicious and it's addictive. And I think the second one is tamarind, which almost everyone has to have in some kind of street foods or even with the appetizers.
Oh, sour and fruity, delicious.
It's
yeah.
not only sour. I think tamarind gives a very nice undertone of smokiness and sweetness. But and then they add, and that's like what simplest chutney. You can never go wrong with it. I use it as marinations, I use it as spreads, I use it in making sorbets. Like, it's multi-purpose. I think just adding a spoon to curries, because lemon gives you the nice, just citrusy acidity. But what tamarind does, it gives you nice acidic flavor, it gives you the sourness, sweetness, and color too.
So, let's go back for a moment. The mint, you would want mix that perhaps with green chilies, and it would be fresh?
It was always fresh. It's mint, green chilies, salt. But in our homes, I don't know why, we always use dried pomegranate seeds, always.
Ooh, interesting.
My grandmother said, you can't make it without it. But I said, there's so many different, because she had not traveled. But when I started traveling, I said, you can add yogurt to it, you can add sour cream to it. She's saying, no, you can't make it like that. So once I made a chutney with yogurt, and she loved it. She's saying, oh, this tastes better than mine, because the yogurt gives it that creaminess.
So what foods would you use that with?
It just goes on the side of any appetizer. Fried chicken or, you know, just grilled chicken or chicken tikkas or any kind of fritters. But samosas, you know, the most important dumplings of any kind. But I also think that because India has such a varied choice of chutneys, that even when we have Tibetans who came to India after the revolution in China and Tibet, that even they serve momos in authentic places, they'll serve it with green chutney. I love it.
Those Tibetan dumplings, yes. Oh, that would be fabulous with green chutney.
That is fabulous because it adds one more dimension of flavor to it and the spiciness too.
You know what? I just had an insane thought. A grilled cheese sandwich dipped in that as you went along?
Absolutely.
Insane,
we serve it with everything. You know, my nieces, they eat noodles and they need to have the green chutney.
Interesting.
I'm like, yeah. Even with pizza, they will be ordering green chutney. Can we get some green chutney?
Fikas, thank you very much.
Absolutely an honor for me. Thank you.
Chef Fikas Khanna has written Khanna Sutra, Food Lessons in Love. Well, start your chutney making with one that we spoke about, his cilantro chutney. It's where all good things gather. You know, it's at the Splendid Table.